even through Eastertide, the Paschal time of the Church, in which the center of everything is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, we also celebrate the feasts of other saints, which are of importance to the history of the Church. And today we have two saints, though there are many more in the Martyrology, that we are not commemorating right here and now. But the first, about whom all the readings of today are, is the Supreme Pontiff, the Vicar of Christ on Earth, Pope Anicetus the First, and as far as I know, the only. And of course, in Latin, is Anicetus. Anicetus was Pope from 155 to 166. He was the successor of St. Pius the First. And in his rule, it was that Marcion was wreaking havoc in Rome, in the church in Rome, with his heresies, which were a prelude, a continuation of Gnosticism, and a prelude of Arianism. And it was of him whom one of the fathers of the church, I think it was St. Ignatius of Antioch, he came to Rome to try to form a deal, because even in the church there are deals that are formed, to be able to celebrate the feast of Easter on the same day, the East and the West. In the East, even to this day, this year, Easter for them is May the 5th, which is very, very late. So even to this day, it has not been resolved. And of course, with the inception in the 1600s of the Gregorian calendar of Pope Gregory the 13th, which replaced a very faulty Julian calendar of Julius Caesar, which the East still follows, even though it has been proven 1,000 times that it is incorrect. Nevertheless, as a result, there are 2 days for Easter. But it doesn't matter. There is one Easter, whether they celebrate it in May or we celebrate it in March, which, of course, we celebrated on March the 31st this year, very early. In this case, this father ran into Marcion in the streets of Rome. And Marcion was a priest, but he was a heretic. And he asked the father, "Do you know who I am?" And he says, "Yes, I do. You are the son of Satan." And I think he slapped him in the face at that moment. Saints do things that may not be always understood, but that are correct. And so anyway, this was during the reign of Pope St. Anicetus the First. The other feast which we celebrate is very recent. And it's so recent that some of us who are here attended the canonization of this saint, one for which I have worked for many years and to whom I had great devotion. And I was so happy to be able to have a group of 40, 50 of the faithful, some of them at that time not Catholic faithful, who later on asked to be baptized. And among others was the canonization of St. Kateri Tekawitha, the Lily of the Mohawks, the young girl who was converted by the French missionaries and had to flee for her life, and the Iroquois Indians were trying to slaughter her like they did most of the other Christians, and of course the North American martyrs. It is at that sanctuary that she is particularly venerated. And so today we celebrate the feast of one who in a way was a white martyr, but in many ways suffered horrendously for the faith. Despite all this, she is now glorified in heaven by the Church, and she was among the last group of saints canonized by Pope Benedict the 16th of happy memory. And so today we pray to St. Anicetus, to St. Catherine Tekawitha, also to the English Benedictine, St. Stephen Harding, and many others who are celebrated on this day, the 17th of April. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.